The death of one of Mexico's top drug lords, the man known as Tony Tormenta, has filled the city of Matamoros with hope and fear. Mexican military forces cornered and killed Antonio Ezequiel Cardenas Guillen on Friday. As NPR's John Burnett reports from Matamoros, the gun battle paralyzed that border city.
All day long, people come here to see the nameless, whitewashed storefront where it's believed the Mexican Army and Navy killed Tony Tormenta. The building's facade has been demolished by gaping grenade blasts and bullet holes, and the parking lot is littered with broken glass and pools of blood.
This was Black Friday for Matamoros. We'll never, ever forget November 5th.
A woman named Rosa, a downtown professional who was afraid to give her last name, surveys the aftermath of the gun battle. Nearby, a vendor sells fresh coconut to the curious who stroll by.
We hope that with this incident, the violence will calm down for a little while. We hope, because you know how fast it can return. It's a hydra with 1,000 heads. If you cut one, another grows. But we hope there's a little time before the new one grows. Matamoros needs peace and tranquility. We are so tired.
Embattled residents cowered inside bathrooms and basements for hours while the gunfire and explosions raged around this city of 400,000. There were frantic messages on Twitter like, "Caliente en el centro, it's hot downtown, stay away." Across the border in Brownsville, the gunfights prompted police at the University of Texas to cancel classes and move homecoming activities off campus. The Mexican Secretary of Navy reported on its website 660 troops from the Navy and the Army took part in the assault, supported by three helicopters. Locals witnessed pickup trucks full of camouflage-clad troops tearing through the streets and helicopters firing on convoys of shiny SUVs carrying gangsters in sneakers and tactical vests. One local headline called it 8 hours of hell. YouTube is full of homemade videos that recorded the mayhem. The focus of the military offensive was the Gulf Cartel, which has dominated this valuable drug smuggling corridor for more than 30 years. The crime syndicate is currently embroiled in a turf war with its former enforcers, Los Zetas, now a brutal mafia in its own right. Some Matamoros residents fear the ambitious Zetas, based in the nearby city of Reynosa, will use the death of Tony Tormenta to muscle into Matamoros and eliminate the weakened Gulf Cartel. Carlos, who also asked his last name be omitted, is a lifelong resident.
What is going to happen with the Zetas? Are they coming down here? Is it going to be worse? We don't know.
His fear is well-founded. Yesterday, the Zetas dropped leaflets urging their Gulf rivals to surrender and warning, "In the upcoming days, there will be more activity. We hope you understand and let us do our job." Tony Tormenta was the thick-set, mustachioed, 48-year-old capo who took over the Gulf Cartel after his brother, Ociel, was captured in 2003 and extradited to the U.S. A fearful local newspaper editor says the nickname Tormenta, or Storm, was well-earned. He was explosive, a very dangerous and a very bloody man. His bodyguards, the Scorpions, wore caps emblazoned with the initials CDGTT, Cartel del Golfo, Tony Tormenta. And he was celebrated in narco ballads like this one. According to the Mexican government, 10 people were killed in Friday's gun battles. The crime boss, four of his bodyguards, three Marines, a soldier, and a journalist, Carlos Alberto Guajardo, who was caught in the crossfire. Yesterday, Guajardo's newspaper, El Expreso de Matamoros, ran a front-page editorial lamenting the loss of its reporter and denouncing the lottery of death that their city has become. But organized crime has so terrorized newsrooms across northern Mexico that the lead article had not a single mention of the Gulf Cartel or its dead leader, Tony Tormenta. John Burnett, NPR News, Brownsville.